Wolf Blass, they've come up with a hashtag winning lineup campaign with fans encouraged to vote for the players that they believe would make the ultimate rugby lineup. Automatically, first name down on the list, Will Greenwood.
Definitely.
No doubt.
Behave. Flattery, my friends. Flattery.
It's got to be done. It's got to be done. Yeah. You liked that, though, didn't you? You liked that.
I loved what you did, Dad. When everyone wants to rule the world, I mean, just the segues. It's a joy to work with such legends.
It's good news. Will, how are you?
I'm great, actually. I've been having a bit of banter with Tindall, Mike Tindall, on Twitter this morning.
Oh, really?
We all heard about his potential nose job that he actually broke on a playground as a five-year-old. He says it's news to him.
Yeah, this is a big splash in the mirror today, isn't it? That he's finally getting it fixed because he can't breathe properly, but it's not true.
Well, he says it's news to him, and that was about 56 minutes ago on Twitter. Although David Flatman, who's very, very, very funny on Twitter, said, "I get a deal on scaffolding if you need it, my lord."
He has his nose is a thing of beauty, isn't it?
Yeah, it is true. I mean, Tins, his nose is literally across his face. But the fascinating thing is, he is the most down-to-earth, legendary Wakefield boy you'll ever come across. And it's simply, if he ever does get it fixed, it will be because I've roomed with him a while. He just can't breathe out of him. It's like having Foghorn Leghorn in the bed next to you.
Will, you're doing this top 15 rugby players of all time.
Yeah.
What about best noses in sport? Because Ooh. Steve Bruce could be in there as well. There's some noses to pick from.
Really? There's a fair few. I'd be pretty hopeful that I might get a vice-captaincy role alongside. In fact, me and Tindall, the World Cup winning team of 2003, the midfield's picked already. Tindall and myself put our honkers together. I think, has Jonathan Davies got a fairly sized conk on him? I think there's a few rugby players. I mean, I think it's part of the game, really, isn't it? You're sticking your head in breakdowns, in mauls, in rucks. There's flying elbows, flying knees. If you make it through an international career without your nose being put across your face at least five or six times, then you're a very, very lucky man.
So who would be in your best 15 then?
So, I mean, wow, fascinating. It's like trying to pick a football team from over the ages. So what I've tried to do is sort of look through the World Cups down the years. It's been 28 years, and I've just tried to look through there and pick out players who basically have either made finals or won them, because in reality, the modern definition of greatness has you lifting the Webb Ellis Trophy. So you've got number eights like Delalio and Kieran Reid, scrum halves like Gregan and Van der Vestes, and fly halves, I mean, you've got an unbelievable choice. Johnny Wilkinson, Michael Liner, Joel Stransky. There's some really, really good players, and we're trying to release them with the front rows, the options for the front rows. I put the fun bus, Jason Leonard, in there. He played in a World Cup in 91 and 2003, Sean Fitzpatrick, legend. So the front rows are out. That's, for me, Leonard, Fitzpatrick and Oz Durant. But get involved, and if you go to @WolfBlassWines or go to the website wolfblass.com/winning lineup, you get a chance to win some specially commissioned limited edition yellow label bottles. But more importantly, enjoy the banter, the fun. As you say, Italy, Canada, Ellen Road. There's all sorts of fascinating games going on up and down the length and breadth of the country. South Africa, Scotland at St James's Park. It's going to be a mighty, mighty tournament. Of course, this weekend we get to see Sam Burgess in an England jersey, which is hugely, hugely exciting. What an opportunity for him after switching codes just sort of November, December time.
How good do you think Sam Burgess can be? He had a pretty successful season at Bath. How good can Sam Burgess be in an England shirt?
I can hear already a lot of your league pals up there shouting abuse at the radio. I did a piece on Sam in the Telegraph back in, must have been November, December on debut time, where I just tried to sort of talk about the differences between union and league and the opportunities and the learnings that he'd have to pick up pretty quickly to play in a centre position in rugby union. And I got slaughtered for having the audacity to try and tell the great Slamming Sam how to play a bit of union. I'm a big, big fan of what he does. What's fascinating is his club side have basically been playing him at centre-half, and he's going to play up front for England. I mean, that's basically what he's doing. He's been playing in the back row for Bath, and Lancaster said, "I'm only going to consider him in the midfield. His back row is strong enough that he doesn't think he'd get in there." So he's throwing him into the mix with Jonathan Joseph with Brad Barrett, with Billy Twelve Trees, to try and get one of those centre berths. And he's playing with a cracking young lad this weekend, Henry Slade, the 12-13. The beauty about rugby union, I think, will be highlighted on Saturday afternoon, because in reality, Sam Burgess or Henry Slade, one of them will go to the World Cup, and yet they will play alongside each other on Saturday, trying to make each other look as good as possible in order to understand that to achieve your goals in rugby union, you have to work together. So it's a really interesting dilemma. They want to go all out, have the best game ever, and yet they might, by putting a wonderful pass into the other, create the opportunity for the other to take the final slot. So there's so much to play for on Saturday.
It's certainly going to be interesting to see how that one pans out. Mm. When it comes to Burgess, obviously he made right at the top of the sport in rugby league. He's obviously very popular in the dressing room. He's a great lad. But I wanted to get your opinion on this. He's sort of been groomed to be in this England team from making that switch over from rugby league. How does that sit with the other players who are vying for a place in that squad?
Look, I can only talk about it from our perspective when Jason Robinson came into the squad in 2001. And my goodness me, the changing room, the training field, everything just changed mentally. And what I mean by that is he brought a new dimension to our change room, a professionalism, a winning mentality, a world great from another sport. And league and union have so much to offer, so much to share. And when Burgess has been in that camp this summer, even if he doesn't make the 31, the opportunity for Henry Slade to pick out the lad who he's playing with, who's a young, uncapped Exeter Chief player, to train with him all summer and then to understand, let's not beat about the bush, Sam Burgess has been one of the world greats in a sport already. He's trying to do it in another. And so you get an insight into what drives a man, what gets a man up, what gets a man focused, how he relaxes. And all these sorts of things you can learn from the whole time, because World Cup winning teams on average have about 600 caps in the team. 15 players, that's 40 caps. A position. So you need to fast track some players. If Henry Slade makes a squad, he's only got two caps by the time the World Cup comes around. So he's got to try and absorb information and expertise from people who've been there, done that. So whether or not Sam Burgess makes the final 31 will be dependent on performances in the next 2 or 3 weeks. But I can tell you that he will have upped the ante, and it only needs to be up performance-wise 0.5%, 0.75%. To make a huge difference. So I think it was an inspired piece of selection to bring him over. I think he's been managed brilliantly down at Bath. He's had a real impact in the back row. He's got a massive challenge to try and get in there in the centre. But you only have to watch him play in league for the Rabbitohs and what he's done in his background, in his family background, and how he's dragged himself up really to become one of the absolute special rugby league players on the planet, and now he gets an opportunity to do it in a different code. So I'll be on the touchline. We'll be covering it for Sky on Saturday. I'll have Wilkinson and Woodward alongside me, and I can tell you we'll be licking our lips at the thought of watching the fella play.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it, I must admit. What are the England team's chances as a whole? I mean, they've been looking in pretty good form, really, over the last couple of years, but it's been a long time now since we've won the World Cup. 2003 is a long time ago now.
So it's 1966, and we keep thinking we're going to win every Football World Cup every time we enter it. So, look, home advantage can disguise a multitude of sins, and what I mean by that is, I'm not trying to say there are frailties in this side, but as yet we're not the world's best team. We're not ranked number one. We haven't won a Six Nations. We haven't gone an autumn series undefeated. But home advantage, Twickenham, 85,000 people. Look at the history of sides who've hosted the World Cup, and by and large they make semi-finals and finals. So that can add. I know people always talk about 7-8 points on the scoreboard before you start, a couple of wickets in the bag before you've even bowled the ball. So that will cover up some of the inexperience and some of the lack of silverware in the cabinet. And you put alongside that, you know, George Ford's background, again, a leaguey, and Owen Farrell. There's some tough fellas in there. They're stubborn. I like, and it's not, I'm from Blackburn. I know the arch enemy across the A59 from Leeds sort of way. I like union sides filled with northerners. I've always felt the England side is strong when it's full of northerners. And we've got some good lads in there. We've always had a tough pack. Ford's opening up the back line. Joseph's outstanding at 13. We've got some flyers on the wing, Watson and May. And Jack Nowell's a toughie. Jack Nowell, I tell you, he'd be a heck of a rugby league player. Really would graft. And so they're in with a cracking chance. They've got a really tough group, but you look again, you want a tough group in a World Cup. Groups that, teams that come out of tough groups tend to do well. I mean, I'm sort of skipping a couple of leaps and thinking we'll get out of the group. I know the Welsh and Australians will think differently, but there's absolutely no reason to think that come semi-final weekend, which is the 24th of October, there's absolutely no reason to think England won't be in that semi-final.
I'm just getting excited now, I really am. If you want to take part in the hashtag winning lineup campaign, tweet or retweet at WolfBlastWines with the full name of your chosen player, hashtag winning lineup for more information on that one. Will Greenwood, always an absolute pleasure to chat to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, chaps. And if you're sort of that World Cup, that song you were playing at the start, I think Tears for Fears, was it? Everyone Wants to Rule the World. Our World Cup song, 2003, interesting enough, The bus trip was timed to the Olympic Stadium, so in Australia. We knew exactly, and we had all sorts of music, Martin Johnson, like The Jam and The Clash and Madness, Johnny Wilkinson, Josh Lucy, much more Westlife, take that, fans. but as we got 4 minutes away, we always had the one song, the M&M, you know, Your Mum's Spigot, the one from, is it 8 Mile was the
film?
Yeah,
8 Mile, yeah.
So that
lose,
was our,
Lose Yourself.
Lose Yourself, and that was our, you could play cribbage. I used to play cribbage on the bus with Jason Robinson, a fantastic game of cards. With the mighty Robbo, and you could do whatever you wanted on the bus in terms of banter and chat and relax. And then with 4 minutes to go from any stadium, because we had police escorts, it could all be timed to the exact second, that song would go on and we'd become these sort of international rugby robots ready to go to work. So if you do get a chance to play that this morning for the Leeds on, then it would be a pleasure to listen to.
How about right now, then?
Oh, dude, seriously, you're taking me to the change room, right? Now, Jono's walking round, pointing his finger, going, oi, don't leave this field a beaten man. Delalio's walking around the change room, trying to be like Lenny McLean from Lock, Stock. Oi, bring your tools, there's going to be a ruck. None of us knew what he was talking about, but he was off. He was delivering, and we were ready to go. And then in the corner, you looked at Handsome Johnny and Jason Robinson, and you thought, we've got these two on our side. Boys, nothing will stop us now.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity.